shed. If you believe that there's a book that we should read that's going to powerfully impact our lives, let me know via that WhatsApp number. Is there such a book that you want to advise us to read, Barbara Friedman?
Yeah, but I mean, times have obviously changed. But back when I was about 12, I read To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. And it was, you know, in the 1970s, early 70s. And it changed my life.
Tell us, what was it about the book that changed your life?
Yeah, it was the issue about racism. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, I was a little girl living in Sea Point, very different experience to the way people probably are experiencing South Africa now. And when I read that and I saw what this young black woman went through at the hands of a white man and then the advocate... God, the name's gone out of my head. His character's name. He was amazing. He, Atticus Finch. He then helps defend her. I mean, he's a white man in this town, and his two little children, Scout and...
And that was, it was the start of your journey?
It was definitely, and it wasn't the start. There had been incidents that had happened to me from a very young age, which had made me question what was going on around me. Like, I remember, I won't go into all the incidents, but these funny little things that happened to me where I became aware that there was a race issue. And I was really young, and I kind of thought, what is going on? Because you don't understand when you're that young.
Yeah.
You don't know why people are behaving differently towards people because of the color of their skin. And that book, you know, I was 12, and it was from then on that I became more sort of conscious of, you know, the need to try help to change the world.
Yeah.
I don't think I succeeded, but I certainly tried a little bit.
Okay. Barbara Friedman, Barb's Wire, Things Trending. That's what she's going to share with us. And Melania Trump has been in the shadows.
I'm joining the
Trump shadow of Stormy.
Yeah, no, I'm joining, you know, there's a lot of criticism about what the media are like, you know, covering Donald Trump and things like this in the minutiae of him driving in his cavalcade to court every day. Like, who cares?
Nodding off in court.
Yeah. And the thing is, humans just love minutiae. Sorry, we just do, even though we know we shouldn't be giving him this publicity. So here I am joining the clan. But I find the Melania stories always kind of intrigued me, because remember there was a time years ago where we were saying, blink, Melania will come help you. But I realized Melania is actually quite happy doing what she does. She's no different from him.
But
I'd say cover
with a storm like that coming.
She's been very absent, although there are articles now about how this past weekend she was supposed to start coming along on Savi's campaign trail events. But the story that has obviously dominated that now is that she has reappeared on social media with not a support for her husband, who was about to engage on Monday in this criminal trial in the Stormy Daniels hush money case, not a show of support, but rather an advert on her social media platforms for a piece of what people are saying is an overpriced Mother's Day bit of jewelry. It's a little pendant. It's kind of the shape of a clover in gold, and it says love and gratitude on it, and it's $245, and everyone's dragging her on social media saying that's worth about $6, and hello Melania, like, what are you doing? She doesn't care. She's gone ahead and she's posted an advert for this jewelry, and everybody is kind of finding that quite funny. So it's a pendant with her signature stamped across one side and this text on the other, which says love and gratitude. Plated with at least 10 karat gold, apparently. And it can become collectible for you, too, if you want a piece of Melania. So I just thought that was quite funny. On the day your husband is, like, in court with Stormy Daniels' situation, and you're peddling Mother's Day jewelry. Good luck to her.
Yeah.
Does she need the money?
Good luck to her. I think she knows what she signed up for.
Exactly.
And the chickens are coming home to roost.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, at one point, some years back with him, we were all thinking, shame, maybe she's being held hostage. But I don't think she is.
Okay. things are alive in space.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I always do pick the odd stories, but that's kind of what this segment's about. And I feel like there have been quite a few movies, story movies over the years, these sci-fi movies where astronauts have come back from space and then they've sort of had some mutant living inside them that they picked up in space. I feel like I've seen a few of those. And this is actually a real story about how they have now done some research and found 13 strains of a particular bacteria called Enterobacter burgundensis. It's linked to blood infections, and they found them on the International Space Station, which, you know, has been around since 1998. It has housed over 300 astronauts on it over the two decades. But now what they've found is this particular mutated strain of this bacteria, it is found on Earth in a slightly different form, has somehow hitched a ride on the astronauts when they've been out in the space. You know, I mean, when they've been...
So it comes in from the vacuum.
They've brought it into the space station, and they've found it on a number of different locations. They found it in the air circulation system. They found it in an exercise device and in the lab's bathroom. It's particularly drug resistant because it has formed, you know, because of the conditions in space, there's on board, there's different issues around ventilation. They say that it's under stress. I mean, that's obviously a sort of more scientific term. The strains have mutated, and they also because of low gravity, solar radiation, and other things. And it's now very, it's very drug resistant, but they're saying at least now they can take preventative measures to make sure that the astronauts do not end up, you know, suffering adverse effects from this bacteria. But I suppose the point is, even if this is not such a big deal, it just made me think that, you know, we're so busy worrying about bacteria and viruses on Earth. It's all we need. It's like one of these movies where the astronaut arrives back and he goes back into his home, and then, you know, eventually his wife thinks, he seems a bit different, you know, and then his stomach bursts open with like an alien life form.
Did you have to go there?
Yeah, this is where my imagination goes. What can I say?
I love your imagination. Okay.
On to a happier story.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, this is just one of those lovely stories. This is a Britain's Got Talent, which we all sort of follow on and off because sometimes South Africans enter and seem to do very well. And this clip that started trending last night is a particular South African called Innocent Masuku. He's 33 years old. He lives in London. He was born in Secunda and in Mpumalanga. And he took the stage last night in Britain's Got Talent. And I thought, let's just play a little clip of the beginning when he appears on stage in front of the judges, one of which is